Yeah, it's so strange you talk about alcohol. I was thinking about my grandpa. When I was a little girl, he worked on the railway, and yes, he used to drink gin, and I used to get so cross with him. One day I remember taking his bottle of gin out and pouring it down the drain and filling it up with water. And when he woke up, he went to his bottle and he took a slug from it and he realized it was water and he looked at me and I said, "Grandpa, enough drinking. Enjoy your day."
Thank you very much. That's one real incentive how to curb behavior. But your thoughts, your calls, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 0725671567. Remember, in 9 short minutes, we cross through to Dr. Chris Smith, the Naked Scientist. Get your calls ready at around about 29 minutes past. Be front of that queue, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 0725671567. Now, over the last few weeks, there has still been a concerted push for government to reintroduce or even replace the discontinued COVID-19 basic grant. 350 Rand was given to unemployed people during the height of our lockdown. The grant came to an end on the 1st of May. Even the Social Development Minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, said that poverty, social alienation will increase now that the special COVID-19 grant is no more, though she was also part of that cabinet that ended that grant. Wanga Zembe Mkabele is a South African policy researcher at the South African Medical Research Council. Wanga, thanks so much for coming on to the Morning Review. 25 billion rand is what it would cost the South African fiscus to extend the COVID grant for another year. Surely we don't have the money simply just lying around.
Thank you for having me. Well, I think the question of affordability has been addressed. Models have been put together which show that we can actually afford it. Mm. Not a question of affordability, but also even if affordability and fiscal concerns, even if they are merited, the cost of continuing to leave out and exclude the 18 to 59-year-olds in this country who are unemployed far outweighs any fiscal concerns we could have.
And we see that.
Research we've done proves that. Mm.
And we've seen that with while grants have ceased or there's been a limitation placed on many grants, many people haven't returned to work, particularly in some of the informal economic sectors. Many people simply just don't have money to pay for basic food stuff, which means many mouths are probably going hungrier now than we were during the height of the lockdown year.
Exactly. And indeed, the research that we've done with the Black Sash, which looked at the implementation of the COVID-19 grant as well as the impact, shows that the vulnerability, the precarity that people faced, that people are facing now and that they face without a social assistance program that addresses particularly unemployed people between the ages of 18 and 59, that it's the same as before COVID. You know, it's because COVID came into this country when we already had unacceptably high levels of unemployment. Mm. That has worsened now. And taking away this grant means that you have more people who are in, a state of continuous destitution and precarity, and the hope that the COVID-19 grant represented for many is been gone. Mm. You know, there's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing to give them hope that, you know, because the grant is small. The 350 rand was very small, but it meant a lot because it was something. You know, and for many people, it represented, a recognition by the state that the unemployment in this country, that it's not their fault, that they are deserving, that they are entitled to state support. Mm. And so not continuing with it is a terrible indictment on the government.
If there has been this research done, if there is financial models that says that South Africa can afford it, why does there seem not to be any political will to continue the grant? A grant which almost all political parties in represented in parliament are in agreement with.
I know. That's a good question. I mean, these are political choices and also ideological choices, you know. I don't know if, I mean, we were hopeful when the president at the beginning of the year in his speech mentioned a basic income support as something that was important. And we, you know, so some of us felt hopeful. We thought that was signaling something, a change in thinking in government. And so it's disappointing to see that we still haven't moved forward. But, you know, so it's a political choice and it's an ideological choice.
Wanga Zembengwena, South African Social Policy Researcher, the SA Medical Research Council, thank you so much for joining us here.